Wild Card Wednesday, man. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And Carol for Wild Card Wednesday requested Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17. I have two things attached to that song. One, it's one of my favorite scenes in School of Rock is when when Jack Black goes to the jukebox and plays that song, and Joan Cusack kind of loses her mind a little bit as she's had a couple of beers and she starts singing along. It's one of my favorite moments in the entire movie, of a movie that is filled with moments that I love. I've said this before and I'll say it again. There are not many things in this world that bring me as much unmitigated joy as the last 10 minutes of School of Rock. I cry every time I watch that movie. The last 10 minutes of that movie is pure joy. It is so awesome. Number two, that song's got a weird thing connected with me because at the time when that song came out, I was on the edge of 17 when that song came out, and I was dating a 21-year-old manager from McDonald's, my manager from McDonald's, and people would sing that song to her because it's like Stevie Nicks, much older than someone on the edge of 17, but was looking at a guy who was on the edge of 17. So there was a weird little connection with a very timely, weird thing happening in my life. Very healthy relationship, I'd like to mention. She was... she had a kid. She was almost 22, and she was dating a 16-year-old. Welcome to the early 80s, everybody. Yeah. Oh, man. That was just weird. Just weird. It was just a weird time. It's weird. So anyway, when I hear that song, I like to think of Joan. I like to think of Joan Cusack. That's what I like to think of. Esmeralda, did you ever date a 16-year-old when you were 20, 21, almost 22?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Because it's a smart thing to do, I
no.
want to say.
I'm going to go no.
Oh, man. Okay. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about old school food here. And there are 11 old school foods that need to make a comeback, according to Mental Floss. Now, you know, we've talked about this before, like... Esmeralda, you didn't have a lot of, because as we've mentioned before, one of the tragic things that we've learned about Esmeralda Leon, she's just waiting for me to finish this sentence, is that unlike everybody else on the planet, she never experienced the Kraft macaroni and cheese blue box growing up with the Kraft macaroni and cheese blue box macaroni and cheese. Dan, you grew up with it.
I did. Delicious.
Fantastic. I grew up with it, and when I have it now, I love it. It brings back a lot of childhood memories. It's a comfort food. It's an old-school food. But Esmeralda, you never had the wonderful experience of growing up with Kraft macaroni and cheese blue box.
Nope. No, not at all.
And again, tell everybody what your idea when you were growing up, what macaroni and cheese was.
It was rigatoni.
Right.
And then it just had cheese melted on top of it. So it was cooked.
Right.
But then my mom would just fold in shredded cheese.
Until it kind of melted?
Yeah, until it just melted, and then that's... She might have put some onions in there as well. But it was, you know, it would get to your plate, and it was just kind of congealed cheese.
Exactly. So your memories of macaroni and cheese are not the wonderful child... pleasant memories that most of us have
the
Kraft macaroni and cheese. Mm-mm. And I will say this, Kraft macaroni and cheese is not great macaroni and cheese. Like, I've made better macaroni and cheese. You know, like fresh macaroni and cheese with real pasta and all that. I mean, not that...
But I never even got that with the cheese sauce.
Right, like you didn't make... Your mom did not make a bechamel, so she just kind of like melted...
Not.
Okay, so... But what I'm saying is there's something really comforting and kind of wonderful about busting out a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese every once in a while with the orange powder, and you put the milk and the butter in there. And it's great. And that's an old – this is what we're talking about. We're talking about old school comfort foods. What are some of them that don't exist anymore that you don't get? 312-981-7200. And I got to say, I'm a purist with my Kraft macaroni and cheese. Dan, now you don't eat it as much. I don't eat it that much anymore. I mean, I'm 50, so I don't eat a lot of Kraft macaroni and cheese. But I do every once in a while. I'll grab a box of it and just have it because I haven't had it in a long time. I don't like the noodles shaped like SpongeBob and the Darth Vader noodles. And I don't like the curly noodle. You know what I'm talking about, Dan?
What is your aversion to the fun noodles?
It's just not. It's to the. Are they called fun noodles?
I don't know. I think they're fun.
I don't know. I just want my Kraft macaroni and cheese to be like Kraft macaroni and cheese. I don't want like little Yodas.
Are you unable to find the classic noodles?
No. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. I am. Sometimes I'll go over to my parents' house and they'll bust out a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. And they're like, hey, you want to have like. Then we'll have like, you know, like an old school. Like this is old school, like a lunch like meal.
Cut up hot dogs.
Cut up the hot dogs and put them in the macaroni and cheese. Okay, and that's a lovely thing to have every once in a while. When you were a kid, it was a treat. It was awesome, and still to this day, it's fun to cut up some hot dogs, throw them in some Kraft macaroni and cheese. I think the last time I went over to my folks' house and they had the Kraft macaroni and cheese, and we were like, "Hey, why don't we just make some hot dogs and we'll watch the ball game and we'll eat some Kraft macaroni and cheese?" I'm like, "Okay, cool. I'll pretend I'm 12 again. This will be fantastic." And it was like, I don't know if it was SpongeBob or it was something. It was just, and I was like, what is this? And it just didn't feel, maybe I'm just being crazy. I don't know. Well, that kind of goes without saying, but I'm a purist. I want my Kraft macaroni and cheese to be shaped like Kraft macaroni and cheese, not Yoda's. And like, I don't want it to be shaped like, you know, Woody and Buzz Lightyear. I want Kraft macaroni and cheese. So.
Now, have you had it within the last year?
Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
So did you notice Craig Kilborn's great ruse and the fact that they've removed the, have you seen his commercial?
Craig Kilborn?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Craig Kilborn is on a commercial now?
Yeah, for Kraft mac and cheese.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Where
yeah,
the hell
see
is
if I can pull it up.
Craig Kilborn? We're talking about Craig Kilborn, who was the original host of The Daily Show, the original host of The Late Late Show. Star of Wedding Crashers and has been gone since then, and now he's on a Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial? How do I not know about this? Do you have it? Dan is finding the...
Earlier this year, we started selling Kraft macaroni and cheese with no artificial flavors, preservatives, or dyes. And guess what? Moms didn't notice. Kids didn't notice. Dogs didn't notice. This person named Bill didn't notice. Spring breakers, coffee makers, movers and shakers, working from home fakers, none of them noticed a thing. Because this Kraft mac and cheese still tastes like Kraft mac and cheese. It's changed, but it hasn't.
Oh, okay. That's cool that they've done that. If you can make it taste the same, and it does taste the same. It does. That's good. Then it begs the question, why the hell they use all the artificial ingredients and all that crap that they had before if they could have made it taste exactly like that before?
Because there was that big controversy, I want to say it was 2 years ago now, where the lady, some bloggers found they used like, it was basically the dye to make it neon yellow.
The orange?
Yeah, like the
powder?
Orange powder.
Yeah.
Had a chemical in there to create the bright yellow thing. And from what I understand, this the only real difference you would see is the mac and cheese is not as bright.
Oh.
You know, like it still tastes the same. But
if it tastes the same and it's got the same consistency,
right.
I don't see what
Nobody's
the problem is.
Notice.
I didn't know. Craig Kilborn, I'm happy to see Craig Kilborn is working. I just, when you said Craig Kilborn, I thought maybe you were making a mistake and I was going to go Ferguson.
No. Yeah, I was just like, I'm like, look at you.
Wow.
Craig getting back in the game.
Craig Kilborn.
Kraft mac and cheese commercial.
Anyway, I don't know if anybody agrees with me, but we're talking about old school foods, comfort foods, old school stuff. And if I'm the only one that wants my Kraft macaroni and cheese to be shaped like elbow macaroni, like actual Kraft macaroni and cheese and not like Yodas and SpongeBobs. You know, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Okay. Esmeralda, is there any old school food that you haven't had in a while that you'd like to have, like something that you had when you were a kid that you haven't had in a long time? Like a comfort food?
You know, I come from a background of like weird foods.
Yes, yes.
Asian foods and Mexican foods. And we would go to Chinatown pretty much almost every Sunday.
That's cool.
From Joliet.
That's great.
Because you can't find any good Chinese food in Joliet at all.
Like, really?
Not even. No, it's gross. It's all like the very Americanized, which is fine, but we, you know, want some good stuff.
Yeah.
So we would go and then we'd always pop into the stores And we would get these things. They're like sweet and sour plums. So they're dehydrated plums that are sugary and salty. And you would put them in, we would put them in lemons or limes, and then you just suck on them.
Ooh.
They were so lovely. It was so good. And that, I mean, the sodium and the sugar was probably off the charts.
Yeah.
But it was so good. And I remember, like, all the time I would be so excited because it's this little plastic, clear plastic container of just sweet and sour plums.
That's interesting. I think, I love the fact that you guys would come in from the from J-Town to go to Chinatown.
Yeah, no, my dad was like, no, I want Chinese food.
See, and you know, I mean, the Americanized Mandarin food, you know, that you get, I love it.
Right. It's
great. I love it, man.
My dad loves it, too. We would eat it. You know, you get it every once in a while, but he wanted something.
I understand. Authentic. No. I totally understand that. But I, you know, and again, it's what you, I guess it's what you grow up with, because the Chinese food that I ate when I was growing up was your egg foo young and your chop suey.
I love egg foo young.
So do I.
That's good.
It's good.
And that really thick.
The sauce?
No, the really thick
patty?
Neon yellow egg drop soup.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's my favorite.
It's good stuff. And again, that's, you know, I mean, like, you know, like Chinese cuisine, that's not really it. It's the Americanized, Mandarin sort of version of whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, let's get some chicken fried rice and some egg foo young. Okay. But if you want, like, really good, authentic Chinese food, that's not really what it is. It's not as much as a bastardization as Taco Bell is.
No, I mean.
I mean, it's close.
But I, like, see it as a totally different thing.
Yeah.
It's like the fast food of Chinese food.
That's exactly
food.
Right. Exactly right. Well, that's cool that at a young age you were exposed to real Chinese food, because I didn't get real Chinese food till later. You know what I mean? Like, I thought real Chinese food was, you know, like egg foo young. I was like, yeah, egg foo young, that is a very Chinese food. And I didn't really realize the Chinese cuisine until much later. I'm talking like probably in my 20s. You know what I mean? I didn't go, oh.
Yeah. No, I know a lot of people.
This is different.
I know a lot of people who've never even been
exactly.
to Chinatown.
Oh.
They've never even been to Chinatown.
That's a damn shame.
And they live around. It's like, it's, you know, it's not that far.
It's a damn shame. It really is. All right. Okay. Old school foods and comfort foods that you miss. I've got the Mental Floss, which is just such a fun website. Puts together like some really fun lists that bring back a lot of memories. And they have old school foods that need to make a comeback. And some of these are hilarious, Esmeralda. When you see these, some are just hilarious. So we'll get to that. 312-981-7200. And if you're a purist when it comes to your Kraft macaroni and cheese, let me know that I'm not the only one who gets upset when they're shaped like Yodas. So 312-981-7200. Wow. That's a deep cut right there. That is a very deep cut. On Wild Card Wednesday, this is Wild Card Wednesday. It's the wildest of the week.
It is indeed.
People, any song, any band. 331 area code requested Robot Man by the Scorpions. Yeah, man, the Scorps! I've mentioned this before on the air, maybe some people haven't heard it. If you ever look up any pictures of the Scorpions, they always have their mouths wide open. Like, they're always like, ah! Like, every picture you see of the Scorps, their mouths are, like, open. It's like, we are Scorpions! And they're screaming. So.
What's that song called?
That's called Robot Man.
I have had way too much scorpions in my life this week.
Why? What do you mean?
Me and V, I don't know why we were talking about scorpions.
Do you mean the band?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, the animals.
Well, I don't know.
We
I thought
hanging
maybe
out with a bunch of scorpions.
I don't know. I thought maybe you guys had a phobia of scorpions or
well,
something.
Well, I mean, yeah, but no. We were talking about the band.
Why?
And then we started watching Winds of Change.
Why?
I don't know. No
you know,
clue.
I will say this. The scorpions used to jam. Like in the late 70s, they were pretty badass. And then when they got real popular in the mid to late 80s, not so much.
Right. He was trying to explain to me that there was more songs than Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Oh, there's a lot more. And they're good, too.
It started going off.
No. They were this Scorps, man. Oh, no. Lots of great stuff. Scorps did some good stuff. And they always had their mouths wide open when they took it. He said, we are Scorpions! So... And I saw Scorpions a bunch of times. I saw them in for the Blackout tour, which is one of the best. You ever see the album cover for Blackout, Esmeralda?
No.
Do a Google search for Blackout, do Scorpions Blackout, one of the greatest album covers of all time. Like a lunatic with forks in his eyes screaming.
What is that?
That's a lunatic with forks in his eyes screaming. Anyway, I saw him on that tour, and I'd already seen him like probably four or five times at that point. And this was pretty early. This was like 6 years before the Winds of Change and all that. And John Bon Jovi opened up. They got booed off the stage. We booed them off the stage. That was when they just had Runaway. That was like their only song. Ooh, she's a little runaway. The Scorps fans were like, get out of here, hair boy. Bring on the crazy German metal guys. That's what we came to see. Also, my favorite name of a tribute band. The Scorpions tribute band, Esmeralda?
Blackout?
Scorps.
Oh. Wow, they didn't go too far from... deviate at all.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Just like, seriously, couldn't you think of anything else? I mean, I'm sure there are more than one Scorpions tribute band, but my favorite is it's just called the band Scorps. They were just Scorps. All right. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. We're talking about old school food. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
And old school food and comfort food and stuff. And I was talking about macaroni and cheese. And here's Brandy on WGN. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I am completely with you and a purist, I guess we shall be. But the sheets are always al dente. They never get cooked enough to not be a little crunchy.
I agree with you, Brandy. I think the texture makes a big difference. I agree.
It does. And it's not the correct ratio of pasta, the cheese sauce, and yeah, they're just, it's no good.
It's no good. Brandy chiming in as a Kraft mac and cheese purist.
Right.
Okay.
Another a food that I was thinking of when you were talking about old school food, and I don't know if they make them anymore, but my best friend's mom used to make us steakums.
Oh, yeah. They still make steakums.
The greasy, thin,
They're steakums are awesome, Brandy.
They are. I haven't had one in probably 15, 20 years.
Easily.
Yeah, I remember loving them.
Oh, yeah, they're the best. Steakums are the best. Brandy, thanks, okay?
All right, have a good night.
Take care. See you later. They say, I'll say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you could be. Sorry. I hear the name Brandy. I'm sure she's in the car right now going, that's great, Nick. I've never heard that before. Nobody's ever sung the song Brandy to me before. Esmeralda, Steakums?
No, never.
You've never had Steakums?
No.
Oh, I don't know what they are. They're not meat, but they're awesome. They're like thin. They're supposed to be steak. They're like thin strips of beef. And they're frozen. You stick them in a frying pan. It takes them 2 seconds to cook on either side. Pile about 20 of them up on a roll and eat it.
So it's like Philly. Like
it
Philly
is.
Cheese
it, yeah, but it's not. I don't know what it is, but it's awesome.
Ew, it looks like weird, like dry bacon.
That's it. Well, it's just like brown, and you pull it out. It's frozen, and you slap it down. You don't need oil. You don't need anything.
I love this the website for Steak'em.
Yeah.
Steak'em.com just has guys eating the sandwiches, but very excited.
Oh, well, it's very exciting.
One's doing a dance.
Yeah.
Their eyes are just bulging out of their heads.
That's what happens when you eat Steak'ems. All right, we have to break. I'm so glad that Brandy brought up Steak'ems. I think when I go grocery shopping this weekend, I'm going to get some Steak'ems. That's it. All right. We don't have a stove, like a stove in the building, do we?
You can't microwave it?
No, you don't want to
microwave.
You don't want to microwave Steak'ems, trust me.
There is a test kitchen around here somewhere.
Is there? Like with a flat top that we can work on, maybe?
Right, that we could actually record you making Steak'ems.
I would love to do that. That would be fantastic.
You could submit it to the Steak'em company and add it to their website.
Well, you should make them and then you can feed us.
Make some Steak'ems and we can feed the overnight crew.
Right, give
you
our opinion.
Yeah. Steak'ems rule.
And make Esmeralda mac and cheese.
And I've eaten mac and cheese now.
She's eaten mac and cheese.
It's not like...
Not, but you've never had Steak'ems, Esmeralda?
No.
And Dan, you've had Steak'ems, right?
I have not.
What? Hold on. You're a man who went to college and you never had Steak'ems? All right, we're gonna be late here because we're talking about Steak-ems. All right, we'll be right back. The news is next.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, I wanna wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow.
Okay. Wild Card Wednesday it is. Certainly Wild Card. 606 area code on Wild Card Wednesday. Wanted to hear the song Snow from White Christmas in honor of the heat. All right. Okay. Nick DiGilio here. How you doing, everybody? It is Wednesday morning, Wild Card Wednesday. You want to get your requests in, obviously, any artist, any song, obviously. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about old school foods and comfort foods and stuff. We were just talking about the genius of Steak-ems.
By the way, SNL, I don't know if you had seen it, a Cut for Time ad about Steak-ems.
From what era?
From pretty recent.
Mm.
Jason Statham. Jason Statham.
Statham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that. Yeah. We have
Someone's
that?
Someone's keeping it alive for you.
Wait, here we go.
And cut. Great job, Jason.
Oh, thanks, Ken. You all right? Hello. I'm action movie star Jason Statham. And whether I'm shooting a big fight scene or shooting a big talking scene, I need a healthy snack that gives me a boost of energy, and that's why now, as Jason Statham's, Jason Steak-ems. Jason Statham's, Jason Steak-ems. Nature's own flat steak. How do you eat for Steak-ems? Easy. Once they're hot, bring them up to your mouth, normally. Put the Steak-em inside the open space that your mouth makes. You feel some pressure on the roof of your mouth and along the top of your tongue. It's all right. It just means you're ready to chew. Now, open and close your mouth. If you were talking, if you can't think of anything to say, just say, Jason Statham's Jason Steak-ems. When you feel like you've said it 4 to 6 times, simply push your Steak-em to the back of your throat. Congratulations. You've just eaten your first steak.
Can I get your autograph, Mr. Statham?
No. Now, unlike regular Steak-ems, these Steak-ems are extremely dry. And that's why we're introducing Jason Statham's Jason Steak-ems Jason Drink-ems Steak-ems water. The only bottle of water with little chunks of steak in it. People like me, they may ask, Jason, what are these Steak-ems made of? I know it's not beef. Well, I'm here to say, every Jason Statham's Jason Steak-em is made of 100% cow face. Just ask my friend, Ving Rhames.
You can taste the face.
Thanks, Ving.
Well, now we know, cow face.
And you're fine with my Steak-ems once you have
That's
one.
That's good.
You can't have another. Your body just can't break them down, and that's a big problem.
Jason Steak-ems, Jason Steak-ems.
The only Steak-em I'm named after.
Now they cut that?
Yeah, cut for time.
They cut that for time.
But I'm looking at their website. There's so many recipe ideas.
For Jason Statham's?
For Steak-ems.
For Steak-ems? Oh, really?
You can make omelets and bay and turf rolls.
Well, it's supposed to be meat. So whatever you could do with thinly sliced meat, you could do with Steak-ems.
You can make some fried rice.
Ah.
Some Steak-ems fried rice.
See, that's very Chinese.
Steak-em mac and cheese cups.
Oh.
Where the Steak-em is the cup.
Oh.
All right. We're talking about old school foods and comfort foods. Here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I was waiting. I also thought of another thing, but what I call about mac and cheese, we had a family reunion a few years back, and we only have my one aunt and uncle left out of 16 children, and my aunt's mac and cheese is like the bomb. And all the kids were sitting around and eating, and she's saying, oh, the kids, they just love mac and cheese. Well, all the little kids from up north here in northern Indiana and Illinois, they're sitting there, and they're kind of playing with it. And she says to one, she says, honey, so eat your mac and cheese. She says, it's good. Everybody likes it. And the little one sat there, and she looked like she was ready to cry, and she says, yeah. And then my aunt says, don't you like it? And she says, it's not like my mommy's. And we laugh because the kids up here are so used to the box of mac and cheese.
That's right, yeah.
Compared to the homemade.
Yep.
And the kids from the north here, they didn't like the homemade at all. They liked the mac and cheese.
No, that's true. No, Linda, that's absolutely true. I remember when I was a kid, we went, I guess it was a family party, and like what you're saying, and they, you know, somebody actually made macaroni and cheese. They got pasta, they made the pasta, they made a bechamel sauce, they melted cheese in it, you know, like you do when you're making mac and
right.
cheese. And then and I believe they baked it, you know, and it had the little crust
oh, yeah.
on top, had a little
mm-hmm.
crust on top. Awesome. I remember eating it going, this is not mac and cheese. I don't know what this is, but it's not, because you, as a kid, you get so used to the Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing I was thinking of is how many times when you go into Mexican restaurants and they advertise their food, and when you eat it, it's not the real thing. It's totally Americanized.
Right.
You need to go into the neighborhoods, into
yeah.
some of the
yeah.
little mom and pop type.
That's
the
that's
really
where you're gonna
get the good food.
That's right. You're not gonna get, you know. All right, thank you, Linda. You're not going to get authentic Mexican food at Taco Bell or Noggles. That's just not going to happen.
Wait, where?
Noggles. You don't remember Noggles?
No, what's Noggles?
Dan, Noggles.
Blank stare.
Noggles,
what?
Man.
What?
N-A-U-G-L-E-S, Noggles. I'm not making it's real. Noggles. You're not going to get real. I don't think they're still around.
They're making a comeback in Los Angeles, according to what I'm saying.
Noggles is? Oh. You've never had the pleasure of Noggles, Esperalta?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, on the corner of Addison and Western, right across the street from Lane Tech, Kitty Corner from, or what did somebody call it, Dan? Not Kitty, what was
oh,
the,
yeah.
what it's, Vic, what did you used to
Kitty,
call it?
Kitty Womp.
Kitty Womp and Wompum. So anyway, Kitty Corner from Heroes, the one of the greatest sub shops in the city.
Yes.
Is right now it's Popeyes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Jack in the Box. Then it was something else. Then it was the Noggles right there at Addison Western. And then I think it went from a Noggles to Taco Bell, and then that went to Popeyes. Yeah. But Noggles, that was we used to eat Noggles all the time. You know when we ate Noggles? This is how stupid we were. When we were when we were underage and used to drive up to Wisconsin in order to drink, you know, people used to do that. We would go to the Brat Stop, but we would eat, like, on the way home, we would stop at Noggles. That's how stupid we were. We're at the Brat Stop. We were in Lake Geneva, you know, where you can get, like, really good brats and you can get really good cheese, and we would stop at Noggles on the way just so we could eat crap tacos.
Were they crunchy shell?
Yes. Mm. It's Noggles is very, very much like Taco Bell. It's like a, if you can imagine, here you go, Esmeralda, if you can imagine a lower-end Taco Bell.
Oh, goodness.
That's what Noggles is. But, Dan, they're making a comeback in Cali?
Apparently so.
Wow. I'm going back to Cali. 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 I don't think so. Wow. Now, there used to be a bunch of Noggles in the Chicagoland area, and I'm sure people remember. If you've ever had Noggles, you can contact us right now.
WGN, good morning.
You are still on the air, Dan.
I'm sorry, all these phone lines blowing up about Noggles calls, and I forgot to throw
out my hand.
A little behind-the-scenes action there for you.
Probably missed out on Noggles.
See, you missed out on Noggles. Noggles and Steakums. You have not led a complete life, Esmeralda.
Clearly, my guts are very excited.
You have no idea what you've missed. We got to get you some Noggles and some Steakums immediately. Now, the Noggles we're going to have sent, you know, across country.
Right. I'll have to take a road trip.
You have to take a road trip to Why are you going to California? Noggles. I've been planning this trip for 3 years. I've been saving up all my money so I can go to L.A. to eat Noggles. All right. We have to break for weather and traffic here on WGN. And then we'll come back. We got a bunch of people coming. We got some Noggles Steakums fans are lighting up the phones right now. Oh, man. I'm starting to really, really like Wild Card Wednesday. I got to tell you. Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, your requests for all the bumps. 773 Harry Cohn requested the Baby Elephant Walk by Henry Mancini. You know, when I was a kid, my parents bought me the Henry Mancini album, which is a very odd thing to buy, like a 5-year-old kid, because it's, you know, but I wanted it. And here the reason why, it's weird, I guess it makes sense. Like Henry Mancini, you know, classic composer. Not a lot of kids request Henry Mancini. Like, could you imagine a kid going, "Hey, I want to listen to the," you know. But I wanted it because of the Experiment in Terror. Do you guys know Experiment in Terror, Dan? You know Experiment in Terror.
I do.
By Henry Mancini, Esmeralda.
I do not.
I've played it. You've heard it.
Okay.
Because you were. You've been on this show now. How long have you been? Was it how long have you been part of the show now? You start what? October?
Beginning maybe of September?
September, October, right around that time?
Maybe.
This is Experiment in Terror. So, for those of you who know exactly what that is, that was the theme to Creature Features. Channel 9 used Henry Mancini's Experiment in Terror from the movie Experiment in Terror. It was a theme from the movie Experiment in Terror. That was the theme to Creature Features. So every Saturday night, when you would hear that song, you would see the images of Frankenstein, Wolfman, and Dracula, and that would indicate the beginning of Creature Features. So when I was a kid, my parents bought me, like, Henry Mancini's finest compositions on LP because of that. And I remember Baby Elephant Walk was on there, too. So there you go. 630 area code. Nick, you are absolutely correct. The fun shapes do not taste the same. My kids don't want any fun shapes. Their ages are 15, 18, and 21. They don't want any fun shapes. Those shapes are not fun. What's the movie where it's like it's Raising Arizona when they when John Goodman and William Forsythe stop at the gas station. Esmeralda, have you seen Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
No?
No, I yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, "Oh." Dan, you've seen it, right?
Bits and pieces.
Okay, when you got to see the whole thing. It's magnificent. When they stop at the gas station and the guy's got balloons at the checkout, and he's like, and I think it's William Forsythe who says, "Do these blow up into funny shapes?" And the guy behind the counter goes, "Sure, if you think round is funny." Justin says, "Nick, you are so right about macaroni and cheese. The classic is the best. Same goes for Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs. The best is still the original. Wait a minute. Have they changed? I haven't had Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs in years.
I think he's referring to the fun-shaped.
Oh, the fun-shaped spaghetti. Okay, so it's like, oh, here's SpongeBob spaghetti and meatballs. Why do I keep going to SpongeBob? But because they do have SpongeBob mac and cheese. 630 area code says, great old school foods, banquet chicken pot pie. I still sometimes get those. Grilled cheese sandwich tomato soup. That's the classic. Here's Chad on WGN. Hey, Chad.
How you doing?
All right.
All right. My two of my favorites were chicken, that Kraft egg noodle dinner they used to have.
Okay.
And chicken a la king that used to come in the bag that you microwave with rice and peas and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And if you would the chicken a la king in the bag, if you didn't microwave it, you stuck it in boiling water. You sunk the whole bag in the boiling water, and you had it in there for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can't find that anywhere anymore.
You can't? Really?
No.
I'm
no
surprised.
Chicken a la king.
No chicken a la king in the frozen section at the Jewels?
Nope.
Oh, man.
High and low.
Oh. All right, Chad, thanks.
All right.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised by that. I know that Stouffer's sells chicken a la king in their little dinners, their frozen dinners. I know I've had it. I'm surprised they don't have the in-bag, frozen-bag chicken a la king. You ever have that, Esmeralda?
No. We weren't a big TV dinner household.
606 says, best mac and cheese is made with Velveeta and cream at elbow macaroni. Then add broccoli and chicken. Well, that sounds good. I like Velveeta. I know a lot of people think it's disgusting, but I happen to like it, and it melts really well. 630 says, Kraft macaroni and cheese spirals are the best. No, they're not. Regular elbow Kraft mac and cheese. No Yodas. 872 area code. Speaking of Kraft mac and cheese, I used to pop popcorn over the stove, then open up a box and take the white packet with the yellow cheese and sprinkle over the popcorn with melted butter. Oh, man.
I think they sell that now.
Oh.
They just sell the cheese so you can sprinkle
it
on.
Yeah, sprinkle it right. Oh. Oh. I would eat, man. Are you kidding me? That sounds good. 815 says, I miss the old blank on a shingle, especially with sausage gravy that my mom used to make. You ever have blank on a shingle, Esmeralda?
I have not.
I can't say the word. Let's just say it also, that word starts with SH.
Right.
Blank on a shingle. If I remember correctly, that is a military term. That came from the military. Like people who were in the military. I bet Vic knows about this. That was a food that they ate. I think that's where it was coined. I don't know what branch of the military.
Trucker Rich also did call in with that, and he is military, so you're probably right.
Yeah, I think it was a military thing. It was the food that a lot of the guys would
that
eat.
That is an unofficial military term, indeed.
It's not an official military term, Vic?
Unofficial.
Okay. It's good stuff, too. No comment. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and we're talking old school foods and all that cool stuff. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number, and our news is next. Yeah. All right. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday continues. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. If you're just waking up, hi. Lightning over Michigan Avenue, baby. Have you been seeing that outside the window there, Vic?
Yes, sir.
There's a pretty impressive light show going on.
Yeah, we got a little bit of thunderstorms going on right now.
Yeah, it's not pouring or anything. The streets are wet. I'm looking out at Michigan Avenue.
It's not here, but
there's some major stuff happening.
Yeah, but yeah, here just the lightning.
Yeah, but it's a nice, you know, you're here up on the seventh floor. I'm surrounded by windows, so I got a little light show going on.
You have a great view in there.
I do. That's why one of the reasons why I love doing my show from up here, and I'm the only guy, by the way, on WGN who does his show from here. Everybody else is down in the showcase studio. I love this room. I love this studio, and I love the view. And I think, I don't know, for some reason, it seems more appropriate to do the overnight show from up here. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, mood-wise? Like, you're down on the street. There's nobody on the street between 2 and 5 in the
morning.
Nobody
that you want to
be separated
by a pane of glass.
And they can't hear me either, which is the thing I don't understand.
I went into your studio the 2 days ago. It was, you know, I'm here till 8 a.m., so
right.
I ran in there for an engineer. I was desperate. We had a problem. And I ran in there, and I stopped and said, oh, my gosh, this is a great view.
Oh, it's
have a great view in there.
No, it's a beautiful view. The equipment is new and all that stuff, and I am, 12 feet away from a bathroom, a private bathroom with a lock on it. You know what I'm saying? This is lovely. But anyway, there's a lot of lightning and stuff happening. That was the point of the whole thing. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and my good friend, the great Steve Cochran at 6. We are talking about old school foods, comfort foods, 312-981-7200. By the way, a wild card Wednesday, 773 area code requested Dancing Queen by ABBA. Yeah. And again, if you weren't around in the 70s, I don't think you realize just how big ABBA was. Good God. Yeah, if you only know Mamma Mia, the movie or the play, you don't understand the impact that ABBA had on everybody's life in the 70s. Not really mine, but a lot of people's. All right. 262 area code. Now, Vic, did you eat blank on a shingle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, he told me what it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have eaten it.
It's like cream chip beef.
Oh.
It's like chip beef with the cream sauce, and they usually it's on toast.
Oh,
it's like open face on toast.
Oh, wait, then no, I haven't. Well, because he said sausage. He said biscuits.
Well, it's got that sauce and gravy, that's different. Vic, isn't blank on a shingle? Isn't that like cream chipped beef?
Yeah, SOS. We'll call it that.
SOS. Yes.
All right. In the military, it is not good sausage in gravy.
No.
On biscuits. It's what you described. But yes, in normal life, you get white gravy with very good sausage on biscuits.
Right.
But in the military, it's
steakums. It's like steakums.
Or meat derivative.
I see.
On some sort of bread.
And, you know, there are many restaurants. This is really, really true. Vic, there are many restaurants throughout the United States, and I've seen this on like food specials on cable and stuff. If they're near military bases, where if like a restaurant near that, or if they're like in a military town that has a lot of folks in the military or former military people living there, a lot of restaurants offer SOS. They put it on the menu.
Absolutely.
You'll
find that in around a lot of bases.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it, man. It's cream chip beef. It's chip beef. It's cream chip beef, and it's on toast. And you can actually get that frozen in the bag, by the way. You can. If you've got a hankering for a little SOS, Stouffer's sells it. Throw it in the microwave. It's in the bag. Throw it in the microwave. Toast up some toast. Take the bag out, cut it open, pour it right over it, goop it right over the toast, and you've got SOS.
Okay.
And it's good, man. It's good. 262 area code says farina, sometimes called malto meal. My mom made it for me before school. I tried malto meal when I was a kid, but I never really enjoyed it. I was a cream of wheat kid.
Yeah, what's the difference anyway between cream of wheat and malto meal? Is there a difference?
I would imagine that malt is the main ingredient in malto meal, and wheat is the main ingredient in cream of wheat. But I always liked cream of wheat. Did you like cream of wheat, Vic?
I ate it. I don't know if I would say I liked it. I ate what my mom slapped in front of me.
Sure, exactly. I liked cream of wheat. Dan, did you ever have cream of wheat when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
Esmeralda, I'm assuming you've never had cream of wheat.
No. You know what? I never liked oatmeal, so I'm sure I would not like that.
It's different than oatmeal.
Yeah, but goopy.
It does have a very it does have a goopy consistency. Yeah,
and then it's wheat.
I've got some. I have instant cream of wheat at home. dump it in the dump some water in it, throw it in a microwave, and you got some cream of wheat. Yeah. Delicious. 219, Hershey's Quick, mixed it with milk, chocolate, and strawberry.
Oh, look at that. Some experimental strawberry chocolate.
Oh.
Quick. My mom would make me milkshakes.
Oh, yeah?
For breakfast.
For breakfast?
There would be no ice cream in them. It would just be a banana Quick and milk.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I was the big Quick drinker.
You liked Quick?
I was a
Bosco kid.
It was always Quick in my house.
Yeah. We had Quick. We also had Hershey syrup. But I'm George Costanza when it comes to that stuff. Bosco was my choice.
No, I was always Quick, and then I still don't understand the liquid.
What do you mean?
The Hershey syrup.
What do you mean you don't understand
it? I like powder.
Oh, no.
Because you get those chunks, and you got to really whip it around.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I never liked it, because it gets at the bottom, and then...
It's good. That's a little treat at the end.
I never liked it.
You get to mainline some chocolate syrup at the end of your little beverage.
Oh, and then sometimes I would just eat some of the Quick powder.
Okay, what?
You know, you get a little spoonful.
See, but that's what you're supposed to do with the Bosco. Because when you're pouring it in with the spoon, then you get to eat the Bosco right off the spoon. Have you ever had Bosco, Esmeralda?
I didn't know that was real.
Well, you thought it was made up for Seinfeld?
Right, you know.
Wait a minute, what? Really?
They could have had fake Kick things.
Well, they did have fake stuff on there. I mean, every one of the movies in that, with the exception of, like, The English Patient and a couple of other things, all the movies were made up.
Well, there you go.
Like, the movies they went to. See, there's no movie Ponce de Leon.
No, I never had Bosco.
There was no Sack Lunch. That wasn't a real movie.
No, it was always Quick or the Mexican equivalent with the little boy who plays soccer.
Okay.
When I was in Mexico, because that's what they had there. I forget what it's called.
You're missing out if you haven't had Bosco, man. Vic, you ever have Bosco?
No idea what it tastes like. I remember it from Seinfeld, but nope, never tried it.
Oh, man, am I the only one? Dan, you've never had Bosco?
Never had it.
Oh, man.
Are you sure you ate that, Nick?
It comes in a glass bottle. Probably doesn't come in a glass bottle anymore. Probably comes in a squeeze container now. But when I was a kid, it came in a glass bottle. And you would pour it out into your, it was the best. It was the best chocolate syrup, Bosco. It's still around. I'm sure you can find. My guess is if you Googled Bosco, it's now like in the squeeze bottle. But when I was a kid, it was in the plastic, now the glass bottle, the actual glass bottle. And then because I was a slob kid, then you would like the excess Bosco around the rim. You would just close up the lid on it. And then it would cake it shut, and you would have to, like, pry it open because of all the Bosco that was around the edges that dried up. Bosco rules. Sherry says, you are not the only one. I cannot stand the fun-shaped Kraft mac and cheese. Boy, I really opened up a can of worms. Some very, very passionate people. Don't like these fun shapes. Clearly not fun. All right. Taking a break here for some weather and some traffic, everybody. If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know they got a hell of a band. Jimmy gave us rainbows. Janice took a piece of our heart. Right. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. Rich requested the Righteous Brothers' Rock and Roll Heaven and honor all of the greats we've lost this year. And we've lost a lot. So there you go. We're talking about old school food and comfort food and goofy stuff like that. Tons of stuff coming in. Texts and calls. 312-981-7200. Here's Frank on WGN. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Nick.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, I got the old Bosco song from the 50s.
Okay.
It was for they got a group that starts it out, and then the little girl takes a solo, and it goes like, oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me. And she goes, Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. chocolatey flavored Bosco is rich in vitamin C. Oh, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me. And that's it.
There you go. All right, Frank. I love the way that like they try to make it good for you. They make it sound like it's got vitamin C in it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They still make Bosco, don't they, Frank? But it's in the squeeze container, right?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it for a long time. I think they still make Br'er Rabbit molasses at all.
Oh, do they?
Good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I all saw right. it in the store. I think it's Mariano's.
Maybe those, Frank, those were the days when everything was in a glass container and everything was sticky. You know, would roll down the side, like the Bosco would roll down the side of the glass and stain it.
And you had to make sure you grab the bottle off the shelf that wasn't sticky.
Exactly right. Exactly. Those are the old days.
Stock boys. Yeah. Oh, then they had that, well, this is not a food, but, you know, the little girl skins her knee on her bicycle, and then the next scene, her mother's putting this stuff on it, and she goes, it's Bactine, right?
Right.
Gee, Mommy, Bactine doesn't sting like that smelly old dark stuff. You know
right.
what I'm talking about? Mercurochrome.
Mercurochrome. We were talking about Mercurochrome last week. We were talking about it last week. Ridiculous. All right, Frank, thank you.
All right, Nick. Have a good day.
Thank you. How about Frank, huh? What a vocalist, Esmeralda.
That was very good.
It's fantastic. See, they in the 50s, it was like, no, you know what? We got to make Bosco sound like it's good. Say it's a good source of vitamin C.
Well, I like that it gives energy.
It gives you energy.
Because of all the sugar.
Because it's nothing but sugar. Oh, man. All right, let's see. 872 area code. Swanson's Chicken Pot Pies. Boy, that's mentioned a bunch of times. People enjoy the Swanson's Chicken Pot Pies. You can still get them. And Gorton Fisherman Fish Sticks. God, I haven't had fish sticks in years.
Me either. I never really liked them because I thought they were too greasy.
I always liked fish sticks. I just haven't had them in a really long time.
Eat them with ketchup?
No.
I always ate them with ketchup.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was tartar sauce or Miracle Whip.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people?
I'm both. I have both. In my house right now, I have both mayonnaise and Miracle Whip.
I get very angry if someone gives me Miracle Whip.
Yeah, no, I grew up, but I grew up in a Miracle Whip house.
Yeah, we were mayo.
Like, it was just me and my folks, so there were only three of us. I didn't have a lot of choice in the matter. But I liked Miracle Whip because I grew up with Miracle Whip. But I also really like mayonnaise, so I have them both. You know, like if a recipe calls for mayonnaise, you cannot use Miracle Whip. But if you're having a sandwich and you want to throw some Miracle Whip on it, that's fine.
And ruin it?
You don't ruin it. Miracle Whip is tasty.
That, I just can't. I don't know.
Dan, are you
funky
mayonnaise?
Flavor.
I'm probably more Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
No.
Miracle Whip for sandwiches and mayonnaise for recipes. Like if a recipe calls for mayonnaise, you certainly can't put Miracle Whip in it because it tastes completely different than mayonnaise. But I enjoy Miracle Whip. There's nothing wrong with it. 773 area code, College Inn chicken and broth with noodles. They're in the jar. My mom used to serve that with bread and butter. 773, do you remember pimento cheese as in slices of cheese with tiny pieces of pimento? I'm more familiar with the pimento cheese spread, which has it's like a cheese spread, but it's got pimentos in it. And then, of course, you have Olive Loaf, which we've talked. We haven't talked about Olive Loaf and the gang in a long time. Are they still in there? Are they okay in the studio? Shadow Bags and Olive Loaf, Foot Cheese and those guys? Yeah, you're going to have to check on those guys. Slide some food under the door. See if they're all right. 773 area code, corned beef hash from a can with ketchup. I like corned beef hash. I like corned beef hash from a can. Not as good as the stuff you make for real, but it's good. Kathy says, I miss the original Dreamsicles. They were orange sherbet and vanilla ice cream swirled together. They're a lot better than the ones they have now. They changed Dreamsicles? Dreamsicles are different now?
That sounds nice.
I thought Dreamsicles, didn't Dreamsicles have like they have the orange ice cream on the outside and then the middle was the cream part?
Yeah, it was always like an ice-based outer layer. And then, yeah, vanilla or creamy, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never known them to be swirled, but that sounds nice.
Yeah. 847 area code says, Steakums are great. That's right. We have to get like a stovetop in this building so I can make steakums for everybody who's not had them. You'll know when you've had steakums, you'll remember steakums. You will never forget your steakums. 618 area code, fried bologna on white bread with Bosco milk. There's my childhood right there. Fried bologna rules. Here's the thing about fried bologna, though. You ever have fried bologna, Esmeralda?
We never fried it.
No? Dan, fried bologna?
Yes, but just once or twice.
Okay. Let me just explain. The thing about fried bologna is you got to cut an X in the middle of the bologna. You got to slice an X in the middle of the bologna slice.
That's so it doesn't make a dome.
A bubble.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right.
My father, staple breakfast when my mother was away.
Right. Of course, when your mother's away, bologna. It's time for the fried bologna.
Yep. And some tortillas.
I think they, at Jerry's Grill on Montrose and Western.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's called like a prison special or something.
Yeah.
Fried bologna sandwich.
God, wow, Jerry's. I haven't been there in a long time. You know why? I don't drink anymore. That's why I haven't been there in a long time. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN. So tired of waiting, for you. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday. Have it every Wednesday. Nick DiGilio here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6. And Scott from Lyle requested some Kinks. Yeah. All right, we're getting back to the old school foods and stuff, Esmeralda. We have Old Biker Guy sent in a text. Mm-hmm. I have a great little three-year-old grandson. One of the bonuses is I get to eat kid foods again because grandma made Kraft macaroni and cheese last night. See?
Isn't that what all those commercials are? The adults are eating
They steal. They steal the macaroni and cheese. Linda says, I add turkey sausage and broccoli to my mac and cheese. You can add anything to mac and cheese.
You can add lobster.
You could. You know where they have great lobster mac and cheese?
Where's that?
In the suites at the United Center.
Oh.
Fancy. Oh.
Is it big chunks of lobster?
Yeah. What was that then? Were you trying to go, oh?
I was, but the Kinks had other plans.
Oh. There it is. Yeah, it's, oh, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough to get into a suite at the UC, which I have been many, many times, it's unlimited. It's just there. It's in a tray.
Oh.
Yeah. And you.
Oh.
Exactly.
See, that would be awful because I wouldn't watch the game.
Oh, I'd watch the game.
With the tray?
Well, you know, the other thing about going to a hockey game is that you have the intermissions. You have two long intermissions.
Oh.
Oh,
exactly right. Mm. That's when you load up on 5 pounds of lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah. No, that good sounds stuff. Amazing.
Oh, good stuff. Let's see. 708 area code. I remember Noggles.
I was looking up the Noggles website. They're trying to get back.
Yeah.
They're looking for investors.
You have to experience some Noggles.
Right. California.
Yeah. That's where you're planning a trip. Are you saving money just for the Noggles
trip?
Just
for the Noggles.
UNV, just going out to California to get some Noggles. Yeah, there was one, like I said earlier, Addison Western used to be a Noggles. Yep. There was one on Halsted Street in Chicago Heights. I love that place, especially at 3 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. 219 says, I totally agree about the shape of macaroni and cheese. I don't even think I like the curly ones that they try to make it fancy like it's fancy mac and cheese.
I wonder if there's a different recipe or if it's just in your head.
I think if you're going to make, you know, Yodas out of the noodles, it's going to have a different consistency.
That's true.
219 area code. Not only are the quote unquote fun mac and cheese, people really are pissed off about mac and cheese. Dan, I really touched a nerve.
I've got like another two in this batch I'm writing up now.
I mean, I can't believe it. I didn't think people, I felt as passionate about the shape of their mac. I didn't know it was a universal thing. See, you discover stuff.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I was a weirdo because I felt so passionately about regular macaroni and cheese as opposed to the fun stuff. It's not fun. Anyway, not only are the quote-unquote fun mac and cheese noodles not fun, But you only get 5.5 ounces in the fun shapes compared to the 7.5 ounces in the original.
Oh, wow.
See?
That's quite a difference. Well, because they're stamped out, so there's a bunch of missing.
It's just, you know, the missing 2 ounces is filled with fun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what they do. They take the missing 2 ounces and put 2 ounces of fun
just
in the box. Oof. Here are 2 ounces of fun. 847 says, there was a Steakums ad in the Jewel Circular this past week. You got to be kidding me. Really?
Well, there you go.
It was under packaged meats, not frozen. In fact, there is usually an ad every other week. No, it's got to be frozen. It's not like they're saying it's like with the bologna and stuff.
No, maybe it's in that section where they have like the chunked beef bits and the salt pork.
No, but it's got to be, but you're talking frozen, right?
No, it's like refrigerated, but no, it's all these Steakums like packaged meat things.
Steakums got to be frozen.
Like ready to eat meat.
I can understand that. I know the section you're talking about.
So it might be in there.
Steakums doesn't belong
maybe
there.
Maybe they've moved on.
Steakums is frozen.
People want them ready to eat.
No, it takes 2 seconds to cook a Steakum. You put it in the oven, you put it in the frying pan, and it literally takes 2 minutes to cook Steakums.
I would think that now people would want it microwavable. You know, people are busy.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't microwave a Steakum. Would not be pretty. If you microwave a Steakum, it's not pretty. I've never tried to microwave a Steakum. Brian says, back when I was a kid, I would go to my grandma's house. We would watch afternoon Cub games and eat Muggo lunch.
Wait, that's a brand?
It was food you made in a mug.
Oh, okay.
I also miss the brownie that the Swanson chicken dinners used to come with. They don't have that anymore. Oh, yeah, they would have the... You know why, though? That would suck when you had the frozen dinners. I know you didn't eat frozen dinners when you were growing up. But they would always have, like, the little compartments, that, you know, in the mm-hmm. tinfoil thing. You get your little corn. You get maybe little potatoes. Mm-hmm. And then you got your Salisbury steak. And then your dessert. Like, it's an apple cobbler, a little square of apple cobbler, or a little square of brownie. And then, like, you'd put it in the oven. And unfortunately, like, when they froze it, like, gravy would... have gotten frozen gravy got on top of the brownie. So when you cooked it, brownie was soaked in gravy.
It was a little savory.
Yeah.
A little sweet savory yeah. there for you.
I don't think that's what people had in mind back in the 70s. The sweet the sweet and savory thing didn't happen in 1972. Trust me. 312 says, how many of us baby boomers burnt our fingers popping Jiffy Pop popcorn on the stovetops?
No, I search for it because I don't have a microwave.
Jiffy Pop is still out there?
I never see it.
No, you can still. I think you can still get it.
I just never see it. I wish it was everywhere.
Do you remember the last pop culture reference to Jiffy Pop? One of the last pop culture references to Jiffy Pop. It was 20 years ago. Exactly 20 years ago.
Oh, jeez. No.
Scream.
Oh, that's right. She's making Jiffy Pop.
Making Jiffy Pop. Drew Barrymore's making Jiffy Pop at the beginning.
I like it better that way.
It's good. It's real good. It's microwave popcorn's not as good as freshly popped or stove pop. It's not. It's just not as good. I mean, it's there. It's convenient. It's already got the butter and crap on it. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. But it's not nearly as good as freshly popped popcorn. It's a completely different thing. By the way, Scream, are you a fan of Scream?
Yeah.
They're having a 20th reunion.
Oh, really?
At our flashback convention this year.
Oh, nice.
April 5th through the 7th. Nev Campbell's going to be there. Skeet Ulrich is going to be there. Matthew Lillard is going to be there. And we're going to screen Scream. The 20th anniversary of Scream, and then we're going to be doing the Q&A with them and all that cool stuff.
Very neat.
It's going to be fun. That's April 5th through the 7th. I'll give you more details. We're probably going to get Nev Campbell on the show. So, yeah. And you know what I'm going to talk about the entire time?
Party of Five?
Party of Five. It's going to be a two-hour interview, and it's all going to be a Party of Five.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds pretty.
Yeah, I know. That's the Dan's like, yeah, nice tease, idiot. Two-hour interview about Party of Five.
Make sure to tune in.
I'm just going to ask her about Scott Wolf the whole time. What was it like to work with Scott Wolf?
Was he as dreamy as he was?
Because he was
on
dreamy.
TV.
He was dreamy. Let's see. 847 area code. Nick, in the late 60s, I used to eat space food sticks pretending that I was an astronaut.
Aw, that's cute.
I ate space food sticks. Were awesome.
Also, the Muggo meal. That's
Muggo meal.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. See all the processed crap we ate when we were in the 70s?
No, because he's just a mug.
No, it's a thing. Muggle meal is a thing.
Oh, okay.
Meal in a mug.
Putting
food in a mug?
Yeah.
No, this is no. Processed mug.
Oh, now it's not as cute.
630 says, I'm an Army cook, and SOS is ground beef in biscuits and gravy. It is not mystery meat or grade E or any form of sausage. Admittedly, it would be better. So it's basically ground beef. So it's not sausage.
That sounds good, though.
It is good. 224 says, Nick, you can get Bosco at World Market.
There you go.
The only place you can get it is at World Market. I can't go to the Jewels and get me some Bosco?
No.
What are we talking about?
It probably depends on what jewel.
Yeah. All right. Nick, I love steel-cut oatmeal with Greek yogurt and fresh blueberries. That's too healthy.
That's very fancy.
That's fancy schmancy. That's that healthy stuff.
Put it in your slow cooker overnight, too.
219, I loved Ovaltine. Loved it. Remember when in Seinfeld, when, boy, you know, there's so many mixed drink, liquid drink references in Seinfeld. You got Bosco, Ovaltine. Remember when Seinfeld coached Banya and gave him the Ovaltine stuff? Why is it called Ovaltine? The cup is round. The jar is round. It should be called Roundtine.
Wow.
You remember that when he's coaching Banya?
Not really.
You remember Banya?
Saying that joke just is not.
No, he does it on purpose because Banya's a terrible comedian.
Okay. Oh, the guy, the tennis guy?
The tennis guy? No, that's Milos, who turns out to be a terrible tennis player.
Right.
No, Banya is the bad comedian who he gives him the suit.
Does he always kill?
After Jerry, yeah, because he goes on after Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Banya.
Okay.
Tries to cut in the soup Nazi line. I'm not letting you cut. That's Banya.
Got it.
He mentors Banya at one point.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, we have to break here. We got foods that should make a comeback. I'll fly down that list as well. 312-981-7200. And I guess we're still going to be talking about how passionate people are about the shape of their mac and cheese. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Jay requested Gary Newman's Cars. Yeah, man. Gary Newman. Wildcard Wednesday. Tomorrow's Triple Play Thursday. Get your thoughts ready. That's one artist, three songs. Triple Play Thursday. You program the music that you hear on this show coming back from breaks. Here's Gary on WGN. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, Nick, I was wondering if you were familiar with Fruit Float. It came in a little can, and then what you would do is mix milk with it, and you would shake it up, and then it would kind of like gel up and everything, and you would drink it. And that's back when we were kids.
Fruit Float. I don't think I remember Fruit Float.
Okay, it was made by Libby's.
Libby's
on the label.
That's right, Libby's on the label. You will like it that's on your table. That's right, that's what it was.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, and I don't remember.
You know, back in the day, it was very, very popular, and then, who knows what it was in it, because, you think they would have kept that staple, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So maybe it was full of chemicals.
Probably was. Yeah, it was in the 70s. I'm pretty sure it was full of something. All right, Gary, thanks, man. Fruit Float. Libby's.
I used to put cream in my canned fruit cocktail.
Sure.
So that kind of sounds delicious.
You caught me dumping out the.
I know. I was like, "What are you doing?"
The liquid in my can. I bring like cups of fruit here when I eat. I bring sandwiches and like little cups of fruit with me, and I dump out the juice because it's nothing but sugar. But you said that what's the brand that actually has?
Probably Dole.
Dole has like real juice.
Yeah, there's the one because there's the commercial where the people are like, "What?"
Oh, I drink it. Yeah, I don't remember what brand.
Juice.
This is on sale. I buy it's on sale. I'll get rid of dump the stuff out, and then I eat the fruit. All right. Let's see. I love beefaroni, Sam says. I don't think they've changed beefaroni.
What is it? Just noodles and beef?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Chef Boyardee, beefaroni. Mm. Now in Seinfeld, Kramer. Now here's why you probably thought maybe Bosco was made up. Because he feeds Rusty the horse, Kramer feeds Rusty the horse, beefarino.
Yes.
Which is not a real thing.
Right.
Beefaroni is what they're referring to, but they call it beefarino. I guess maybe Bosco gave them the permission and beefaroni didn't.
Maybe.
So they had to make up beefarino. Caroline says, do you or anyone in your audience know if Banquet still makes their beef chop suey? Is that what it is? No, yeah. I think they, I don't know if they do or not. You remember La Choy?
Yeah, they still, I think they still make them.
LaCroix was in a can.
Right, and I never understood that.
It came, like the bottom portion was like the chop suey or whatever, and the top portion was, I want to say, fried noodles or something.
Oh,
and it was,
okay.
It was held together, the smaller can was on top of the larger can, it was held together by adhesive.
Oh, I wondered how they kept, because I was like, how are the crispy noodles going to stay crispy?
That's the exact, it would be a separate can. So you would have, you would make the can, dump it into a pot, cook the whole deal, and then you had your can with your fried noodles in it.
Yeah.
And that would be separate, and it was, you would have to peel. It was like Scotch tape around the edge of the can, holding it the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember that? It was, LaCroix makes Chinese food, swing American.
That's right. That's right. Mary, do you remember Libby's on label,
on
label, label?
Table.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They used, oh, man, Jim Henson made the first, some LaCroix commercials with a dragon in them.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw the big Muppet thing at the Museum of Science and Industry some years ago, and they were playing the commercials, and it was like LaCroix.
That's pretty
LaCroix
cool.
Noodles. It was a big old dragon going through some aisles.
Wow, that's cool. Very cool. Patrick says you're right about Kraft macaroni and cheese. Jeez, wow, this is just insane, man. let's see, Joe in Belleville, Buttig beat. Beef sandwich on white bread with Hellmann's and Fritos. It's my ideal school lunch.
See, I like that. No Fritos, but I like to use the white bread and just squish it with the mayo and whatever.
Are you familiar with Buttig meats?
Yeah, I don't eat that.
Buttig meats? Thing about Buttig meats is if you're like a single guy in your 20s.
Yeah, my ex used to eat them all
constantly.
The time.
Constantly. When I was in my 20s, single in my 20s, my fridge was full of them.
Yeah,
because you can get like package for 50 cents.
Exactly. You just grab. I remember going to the supermarket with him.
You stick your hand in the back and just knock them all into the cart.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh man, orange juice and vanilla ice cream. Colleen says they need to bring back root beer Kool-Aid.
What?
I don't even remember root beer Kool-Aid. 708 area code, liver sausage on buttered rye toast with mustard. Oh yeah. I love liver sausage.
Sounds very sophisticated.
Okay. Stephen Oakbrook says, I miss the glass jar Derby tamales and the boil-in bag Salisbury steak by Green Giant. They don't make the Derby tamales in the jar anymore?
I think they make canned ones. Oh, I don't know by who or whatever. Because you got to get them for the mother-in-laws on the south side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just
those are like those weird prepackaged tamales.
Yeah. All right. 11 old school foods that need to make a comeback. Sweet potato pudding from Thomas Jefferson days. The Great Depression cake.
What's in it?
In case she didn't tip you off, pickings were slim in the Great Depression. Without easy access to milk, eggs, and butter, you had to get creative. The result in this case is a simple but delectable cake, heavy on spices like cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg, and dotted with boiled raisins.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh!
I'll eat that.
Watergate salad. It was primarily Cool Whip and pistachio pudding mixed in a salad style. How about the seven-layer cake? Seven-layer salad. That's still around. The seven-layer salad? That's still a thing.
Right. I mean, that sounds good.
Seven-layer salad. Veggies, lettuce, bacon, cheese, topped with mayo.
Yes. Oh, no.
why no mayo?
Because you eat salads with salad dressing?
There's bacon and lettuce in it. That's two of the three ingredients in a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Right. But
what do you put on a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich?
Bread?
Mayonnaise!
I know, but it'd be weird to just eat
no,
lettuce
it's the
and
same
mayo.
Thing! There's no bread!
But mayo's too thick to, like,
You mix it in.
The consistency would be a bit much.
You mix it in like a salad dressing.
Yeah, but salad dressing's a little gooier or liquidier.
Mm. All right. Add some water. I don't know. okay, we got to find out what's happening on the opening bell in a couple of minutes. And here is Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Miracle Whip. It has to be Miracle Whip, not just mayonnaise. Yeah. It has to be Miracle Whip.
Yes. Esmeralda has already expressed her disdain for Miracle Whip earlier.
And what is that stuff that my mom used to make? It was like some sort of Jell-O thing she always used to make and take to dinner parties. I don't even know what it was, but it had like a stuff in it, like, I don't know, chunks of things, and then like it was always like a gelatin.
Well, everything was in everything was in a gelatin in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
Including savory stuff. Like they would put there was vegetables in gelatin and all kinds of meats in gelatin. That was a thing in the 70s.
Yeah, it was.
It was sophisticated if you had Jell-O and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a gift if you're bringing you a gift of
in
gelatin Jell-O. Meat.
That's right.
Coming up on the opening bell, we're going to be talking with this Chicago startup that's helping teachers manage their classrooms and also giving them a little break over the summer and helping kids remember what they learned last year as they go on summer break. It's coming up next in the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Real quick, a couple more of these. Pre-meal fruit cocktails. You would have a little fruit cocktail before a meal.
That sounds nice.
In place of champagne.
Oh, all right.
How about the nut ring?
Okay.
It's shaping stuff into a fancy ring was big back in the 30s and the 40s. You can have party rings made from filling with cheap foods like veggies, nuts, beans.
Would you put it on a cracker?
I think it's a big ring, and then you scoop it out and put it on a cracker.
Oh, see, I like things on crackers.
Okay, cheese ball.
Yeah.
I love the cheese ball.
Love cheese
ball. Now, why is cheese ball says it should make a comeback? That never went away, man.
I think people aren't big on it. Anymore.
Take the big cheese ball, you wrap it with the nuts, roll it around in the nuts afterwards, and then you stick it. Cheese balls are awesome. Mm-hmm. Dan's just like, all right, how many of these are on Friday morning am I going to get? Cheese balls rules. Okay. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Okay, take care. We got a break here. The news is coming up next on 720 WGN.